Yes, there's a museum for just about everything out there, from tomatoes to bananas to corkscrews. But did you know that there was a crime and punishment museum in Ashburn, Georgia? Well, there is. It's cool. They have all kinds of events all year long. And our next guest, the great Cindini, has been there on several occasions performing at some festivals. Cindy, tell us about this place. Is it really that weird?
Yes, I would say yes. It's a museum that presents items and history with regard to crime and punishment in the South, and it's housed in the old Turner County Jail. And it presents your typical items of a crime or spy museum. It has the chain gang uniforms, you know, restraints, handcuffs, the old leg irons. But it has a replica electric chair. It shows the sheriff's quarters, how they lived back then. The first floor was actually the quarters where the sheriffs lived, and the top part is the jail cells, of course. It also has a gallows where two men were legally hanged. I was the third person to hang from that gallows by my ankles in a straitjacket.
Wait a minute. Were these other people hung by their ankles as well?
No. They were hung from the other end, and they didn't live to tell about it.
Okay, so there's a new story, ladies and gentlemen. Why were you hung from the gallows?
Well, that is a good question. I had went there in 2007 during my Jailhouse Rock tour, where I visited Angola Prison and the Milledgeville State Insane Asylum in Georgia, and also the Turner County Jail. Anyway, one of the promotional ideas I had for the media to get people to come out to the event is to do an inverted straitjacket escape from a crane. Well, due to red tape or whatever, it was difficult for them to get a crane. So actually, the director of the museum, Ben Baker, he suggested, how about hanging you from the gallows?
And I bet you jumped all over that, didn't you?
No, actually, I backed up for a minute. I went, wait a minute. Two people were hung there. Ooh. And he's like, well, let's make it three.
I bet that was a spooky feeling, wasn't it?
It was. I went in early before everybody, and I had to get right with the situation. But then it all turned out great. You know, it made the papers and...
What do you find exciting about something like that?
You know, it's the great Harry Houdini again. He claimed to the inverted straitjacket. He wanted to raise the bar, you know, to get more attention back then and be above all the other magicians. And so he hung himself from the crane in the inverted straitjacket.
The museum has several other events during the year, one of which you performed at this past year. Tell us what you did up there and a little bit about the festival.
And they have a Fire Ant Festival there the last weekend of March, for which I perform my knife throwing and bullwhip targets and fire and all the rest of it. Fire show at the Fire Ant Festival fits really well. And also I've just visited there again because I'm producing a short film about crime in the South titled Certain Injustice, in fact, where I murder the wrong person and then I escape the jail and I'm a fugitive and I don't want to tell you the end.
Ooh. And where are we going to see this film?
Well, it's going to be at short film festivals all around the country.
We're talking with the great Cindini, super sideshow performer. She's been with us many times at Ripley's, and she's been our guest talking about the Crime and Punishment Museum up in Ashburn, Georgia. And you're listening to Ripley Radio, and we'll be right back.